VentureCast.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I do a lot of ratings.
Okay.
Those are fun.
Now I gotta know, because we've heard SPH has been mentioned to us, and yes. And I've high-fived him before, because we don't have to worry about that one. But do you get more who want the SPH or more who want to be praised? Or is it kind of split down the middle?
It's fairly split down the middle.
I
think that probably in general, more guys want to be praised, just from my own personal experience, even outside of the page. I think that's true. But the vocal ones, right? You have to remember, who are the people who are actually being vocal and asking for these things? It's pretty well split down the middle. Sure. And the first time that I was asked about SPH, I had to Google it. I didn't know what that meant. And it turns out that I really enjoy that. I had no idea. I'm typically a more submissive person just in my life and in general.
Yeah. Okay.
But I also like to please. That's part of pleasing, is giving people what they want. And if what they want is to be humiliated, I'm here for it.
Welcome, fellow Lushes. Come on in, pull up a bar stool, and enjoy some cocktails with Dimples and the Beard.
Coming
into her femininity and sexuality.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. What's wrong with it is you talking about it like, I don't know. She's coming into her sexuality like she's an 18-year-old. I'm guaranteeing
she's a 41-year-old.
I'm guaranteeing you she was plenty in that sexuality even 10 years ago.
Well, that's what we're going to find out tonight.
We're getting to join in.
A little.
On her sexuality.
Let's see her journey.
Lord, Lori.
Let's see her. I like how you did this. Let's see what her journey is. Because maybe there are some that are restricted in their.
Agreed. But I
and
did.
Then once she was to be like.
I have done some of her. She has some writings on the interwebs. And some are fiction. Some are true stories. And let me just say. I don't think she is one who. Awoken from a long slumber of vaginaless life to, I think she was more of a, I love it, and it would be fun to show everybody how much I love it.
All right.
So.
We'll find out.
Knock on wood, or I'm really going to look like a fucking idiot. Welcome back to Cocktails with Dimples in the Beard.
Edited it out.
Yet another, technically, Hot for Teacher episode.
For the week.
Because she was in the education system.
Yeah, we got some.
Yeah, she didn't get run off by a horrible district like our current guest,
other
Ava
guests.
James. But yeah, another Hot for Teacher episode, which means I nailed it. Call back.
Can we?
Yes, we can get serious.
No. Can we just let the band do that?
We don't have a band. We don't even have Fernando. Fernando quit. He was sick of you calling him Fernando.
He'll be back.
He put in his resignation. He got deported.
He'll be back. Well, which is it?
Did he quit? And then he got deported.
Just because he was deported, he quit?
I'm not going to say that I
phone open the tavern. You can enjoy your little request from the teacher. But we went a step above because we are gentlemen here at the podcast.
Yeah, we sure are gentlemen.
We are gentlemen And we are going to get right into the business with our hot teacher. Again, another hot, but please, before we get into it, like, subscribe, leave a comment. Tell us anything you'd like. Tell us how
the name of your hot, but the name of your hot teacher.
Ooh, we all had one. You didn't have one, you said.
I didn't. I didn't. Not that I can remember.
I don't remember the name, but it doesn't matter. Either way, let's go. Because you know what?
What?
You never leave a pretty lady waiting.
You never leave a pretty lady waiting. So, oh. Good Lord, Lori. I'm going to want to say that a million times. I'm making her wait.
Wow.
If you haven't guessed, our guest is good Lord, Lori. Lori Grace.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed, somebody's a little
over the top. Lori tonight. Grace. Can I one more time? Lori Grace.
So how are you tonight?
I am doing so well. I have had a super busy night, so I'm really glad to be finally sitting down and talking to you.
Enjoying. How are y'all doing? Good. Are we enjoying a Captain or a Jack and Coke? Excuse me.
Jack and Diet. Yes, I am.
Jack and Diet. Well, yes. I don't. I'm more of a regular Coke guy.
Yeah. So we stepped it up, and I don't know if you can, because we are gentlemen here on the podcast. So we figured we would go that route tonight.
Indeed. I'm a little bit jealous. I do love Gentleman Jack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing good better than a, you know, just Jack Daniels for a good, any mixer you could throw with it.
Right.
Just the drink. I even like drinking it straight, which I am tonight. Because I
Perfect.
That's how I prefer it.
So if
cheers
that,
to you.
If that glass is empty before this is over, we're all in trouble.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Good trouble or bad trouble?
Oh, no. We'll laugh. We'll definitely laugh. It's not like he'll go belligerent and throw lights around or anything. We just won't be able to understand a word he says.
Perfect. Well, then we'll get into it. There comes a point sometimes when I get a mush mouth.
Yes. Yes. So thank you for joining us, Lori Grace. Is that okay that we use that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah. Because on Instagram, I found you as Good Lord Lori, which I love because I see you and I go, good Lord. So I get where it came from.
Not just a clever name. It's true.
But I wanted to make sure the Lori Grace was okay and that we could have it in the episode. So
absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. So with that being said, we have you on tonight because we want to discuss your journey into about a year ago. Correct me if I'm wrong. Exploring what's that called?
I don't know what you're looking for.
Voyeurism. Kind of thing. Is that correct? Or what got you into the OnlyFans?
Oh, I was going to say, am I the voyeur here?
You could be.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe. Yeah. I feel like one right now. So my little pup's about to go on a walk. So don't worry. He's about to dip out.
No problem.
Didn't get to take him on his little afternoon walk. So he's a bit manic.
Yeah. We've had a lot of dog cameos. We love dogs and every, yeah, we've seen a lot of dogs on the podcast. Last night we actually talked to somebody with a rabbit.
Yeah.
So we had a rabbit cameo. Oh my gosh.
Well, you know, at first I tried to keep him out of my stuff, but you literally can't. He's my little shadow. So he pops up in my videos every now and then. He goes wherever I go.
Yes. So. You're a good dog mom.
Hey, and if anybody has a problem with that, we don't want to be friends with them.
I agree. And I do have a couple of cats that also might pop into my lap at any given moment.
That's okay. I mean, the kitty's going to block the view and all, but we'll be okay.
But we're okay with a kitty on kitty.
Kitty on kitty. Yeah, I'm also okay with that.
There you go. All right. So yeah, well, let's start the story. How'd you get into adult content creation?
Heavens. I mean, how do we get into any of these messes we find ourselves in?
That's what I ask myself every time we do one of these.
But no, it's true. And I actually think I'm coming up on about 2 years in January. Man, it's such a multifaceted story. I don't even really know where to start. But I guess I could say that I am an educator by trade. So for 20 years, I taught, and then I taught teachers how to teach, and then I managed a big department in a very large school district in our state. So that's kind of where I was coming from. Okay. And on the personal side, I've always had a bit of a wild streak, you might say.
Okay.
And I've actually found that people who have service-minded jobs tend to need a sort of outlet like this.
Sure. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
So your 20 years of teaching, you didn't have the outlet of the OnlyFans or and Fansly.
Right.
But what was your outlet was just between you and your mate?
Well, I mean, no.
Okay.
Not just between me and my mate. But so I've been with my husband now for almost a decade. I was married prior to that, and my ex-husband and I were big into the swinging lifestyle.
Okay.
So that was my main outlet at that time. And OnlyFans wasn't a thing. Sure. I think I knew some cam girls, so that was the thing, but I didn't know anything about OnlyFans until about 2020 when my husband now started telling me, hey, here's this thing that I think you might be interested in. Okay. And it took a couple years of him like twisting my arm and showing me what it was about.
I got to interrupt just quickly because I read in one of your writings on the Voice website. Is that what Voice is?
Oh, maybe. I think. Yeah, that sounds right.
I did find some writings of yours over there.
Yes.
And I read that you had stumbled upon some charges on the credit card that said OnlyFans. Was he in trouble or were you thrilled?
Thrilled,
I was going
obviously.
To ask the same thing. How did he know about OnlyFans?
Thrilled.
Yeah, I love how all the men in all these stories are like, I just heard about this OnlyFans thing.
What is this?
Friends told
No,
me.
I mean, it's all very exciting to me. And he knows that, you know, we know that about each other. So I don't think he was at all timid about, you know, propositioning me.
Right.
So are you and your current husband in the swinging as well still?
We have playmates and we have some friends that we like to have a good time with, but we would not consider ourselves swingers in the same way, you know, like just full on lifestyle. No.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy how much more you hear about it now than, you know, like it's just, I mean, it's not a weird thing anymore. I mean, I'm sure it is to some people.
But
it's been so normalized. And so, I mean, it's wonderful. And it, so.
Which hopefully that means it can be more accessible to people.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So did you're no longer in the education field, correct?
Right.
Okay. So were you forced out or did you leave on your own? Because we've talked to numerous teachers who have, you know, had their OnlyFans discovered and been shown the door or asked to leave or whatever. Was it your choice or theirs?
Well, yes. And so
perfect.
I mean, it's two separate stories, but you're not wrong on either count.
Okay.
I didn't start my OnlyFans until after I was no longer in the education field.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's kind of a long and complicated story, sure. But I was the leader of a very large department that deals with law. And I was working for a charter school in my state that didn't want to follow it. And for all of my proclivities, I am a rule follower. And so we parted ways on those terms.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, if I can be a good girl in the workforce, I'm the hardest worker you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
And I'm still fireable, then I'm not letting anyone else be in charge of my living anymore.
Yeah.
If I'm going to work hard, it's going to be for me.
Well, that you just went back to what I've seen on your page is the confidence that you do have and you talk about. So you've always had that confidence. In yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I do feel confident in myself. I'm super introverted just as a human person. So that's kind of an interesting dichotomy, I suppose.
Yeah.
But I just see on your Instagram, it just, you put a lot of posts and you do a lot, which is great. And a lot of playful posts about how, you know, starting it at your age and how confident you are to be out and about and in bikinis and nude and all that stuff. So that's where I was going with the confidence thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you found now that content creation is every bit as hard of work as you were, you know, your past professional life was. I mean,
for sure.
With the amount of content that you're generating, obviously you're not taking many days off.
No.
Do you have kind of a set schedule, or, you know, like of today we create, tomorrow we edit, you know, or do you just kind of fly by the seat of your pants?
A little bit of both. Okay. I'm the kind of person that likes a schedule, and I do have a calendar that says I'm going to do those things on those days, but then life happens and it doesn't always go down like that. But I really do like a schedule.
It's one of the best parts about being your own boss. If the schedule doesn't work, you can change the schedule. So
that's true. The flexibility is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So with back to kind of what he's talked about with all your content, how do you go about outfits, songs that you put out, situations that you, what comes first? Do you hear a song and say, well, I got to find an outfit for that? Or do I see an outfit and I want to find a song for that? Because you do a lot.
I do a lot. Yes.
And how much fun is that?
It is a lot of fun. It honestly really is a lot of fun. I feel like I'm using an entirely different part of my personhood in this job than I ever have in any of my other jobs, which is, it's a super neat switch and a super neat thing to do. Yeah. I've always been very creative. And so I feel like this is a good outlet for that. But as far as what comes first, the outfit or the song, on Instagram, it's the outfit. Mm. I feel like different social media platforms have different needs. And right now I'm mostly just focusing on Instagram. And so it's outfits and then what songs are popular or trending.
Okay.
And that's kind of how I do that.
So you do keep up with the kind of the trending audio and try to hit that stuff? And
I try to, but yeah. It's important to me to do things that I like.
Yeah.
And so if it doesn't really vibe with who I am as a person, I'm going to skip that one and go on to the next one. So
yeah. Well, I do see from, you know, Taylor Swift to Led Zeppelin, you're playing on your clips. So you're all over the place and they can be for any sort of outfit as well.
That's true. Yeah.
Which is fun. What makes it fun when you're scrolling through your stuff.
What? I'm guessing you're kind of like us in the content creation part is a lot of fun. It's kind of the rest of the stuff that like editing and all that kind of stuff that is like, that's draining. But the content creation, you know, us getting to talk to all you beautiful ladies makes all the rest of it worth it. So
it does.
Yeah. And I would imagine it's very much the same for you. All that content creation obviously is a lot of fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad it shows.
It does. And I'll go back to it that so much of it is just playful and fun. It's what you put on and confident. And as you get to your age showing, was there any thought of, I mean, I love that you keep your gray in and you kind of point that out. And I think that's way women should be. But did you ever think, well, if I'm going to go public, I need to try and camouflage any of my, or would you say I'm going full blurred?
Oh, no. Yeah, that it was not a thought in my mind when I went to do this. So my silver is what we like to call it.
Yes.
I apologize.
Our silver streaks. No, it's gray. but it's been a journey, as are all things. But I got my first, like I got a giant shock of gray hair when I was in my teens as a teenager.
Wow.
And when I was a teenager and into my early 20s, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. It was just like so neat. And so I parted my hair where you could see my gray shock. It was amazing.
Okay.
And then as I got into my later 20s and I started getting all these wiry, normal gray hairs, hated it, started covering it up. I dyed my hair for about a decade, but that's hard to keep up with. It is like, I can't even tell you how much of my life I have spent dyeing my roots. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it was scary when I first decided to just transition. And then that's a whole thing because I had really long hair. So it was a whole process of growing it out and, you know, going through all that. But I would never go back. Yeah. Never.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And
good.
quite honestly, you know, going through, obviously part of the job that we do is going through Instagram and looking for, you know, ladies that we'd like to talk to. And your silver hair was very, one of the things that definitely caught my eye, being an early silver myself.
Yeah.
So definitely caught my eye. You're, you know, unique, and you don't see a lot of the natural look going, and it's so beautiful. And I wish more ladies would understand that naturally you're all beautiful.
We are all beautiful. I appreciate that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, 100%. I concur with you. I wish there's so many other women would just grow old. It's part of the journey. It's part of looking at you and be like, oh, well, I know you're not 20. So right. I don't care if you look, you look phony 20. So just be natural. Your line, everything about you at your age is what's beautiful and makes you you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so I applaud you not covering up your silver.
That's right.
And there's a reason. I mean, we see it because our most popular guests are people who fall into the MILF category or whatever you want to call it. They are by far our most popular guests. So people love it. People love it.
As you noticed, as you're growing.
Yes. Yeah. You're rapidly ascending the follower scale, soon to be hitting 100,000. So how long have you been on Instagram? How quickly did the growth come?
I think I started like in earnest on Instagram maybe back in March. Okay. So it really has been fairly rapid. Before that, I've had my OnlyFans, like I said, I think I'm coming up on 2 years. But the first year it was Reddit almost exclusively.
Okay.
And I dabbled in TikTok, and I think I still have what was Twitter, now X. I think I still have one out there, but I don't even know. Instagram is kind of what I'm focusing on.
Yeah. We've never really got, I don't understand Reddit at all. No. And anytime I've tried to go on there to do anything with the podcast, we get hit for self-promoting or whatever. You can't self-promote your podcast. I'm like, well, what am I supposed to, why am I on here then? So right. I've never got Reddit, but Reddit was a big thing for you and really helped grow your following.
It was. Yeah. And I still have a page. I just don't post on there very frequently anymore, but at the time, and that's the thing, the trends change and where the people, you got to go where the people are, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, for the first year, it was very, it was the place to be. Yeah. The difference is, and what I actually prefer about Instagram is, on Reddit, to really grow a following, you have to be showing some skin.
Sure.
And on Reddit, I didn't show my face, which I happen to think is a fine part of my person.
That's the solid. I would agree. I would agree.
The moneymaker.
It's the money. Thank you. Yeah. I agree. So it's just a different, you know, it's a completely different space to be in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you had many issues with Instagram and their policies? Have you had posts removed? Have you had all that?
Oh, yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. It happens all the time. I do find that as the accounts, because I have several accounts, as most of us do, because they do get banned and shadow banned and all that stuff. But the beginning is the hardest when you're trying to find your audience. Once you find your audience, then things are a little bit easier to skate by on, because you're getting to the right eyes.
Because Instagram knows you've got 500,000 people headed to your page every day, they're like, all right, we'll let that one slide. If she's only bringing in 2,000, we're getting her out of here. But exactly. We'll take 100,000 people. It makes sense.
It does.
Zuckerberg's not a billionaire for no reason, right?
Fuck Zuckerberg. Anyways, I'm sorry, he's a douche.
All right, this one's getting taken down.
edit.
He doesn't own YouTube, does he?
Not yet. We're doing Instagram, though.
Not yet is probably right.
So before that, on OnlyFans, do you have, from when you started till now, do you still have some
loyal fans?
Loyal fans, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I have some people that have been with me since the beginning.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's the one thing with OnlyFans that I don't know. Like, I feel like everybody's flavor of the month changes, but it is cool to hear, you know.
Yeah.
Is there like a percentage of your fan base that is kind of loyal? And then, I mean, is it like 50% of the people are pretty loyal and stick around every month, and then you see the turnover from the other half? Right. Or
yeah, that's a good question. And it really is. It's like maybe even 60-40. It kind of vacillates between 50-50, 60-40 of people who are checking in and checking out, people who are sticking around. And the cool thing is a lot of people come back around, you know, they'll pop back in and see what you're doing in a couple months. And
well, that's a compliment, right? Like you were, you excited them enough and had them happy enough a couple months ago that they were like, yeah, let's go check back and see what's up. And you're going to have to explain the word vacillate for him. He's not a...
I know what Vaseline is.
Vacillate.
You got it. And it's in a jar and you use it, right?
We can tell we're talking with an educator. I think that might be the first time vacillate has been used on the podcast. I like it.
Oh, it has. And it went right over my head.
Yeah, that's...
Well,
I was thinking of...
The only V word you know.
I bet he knows two at least.
I know. Yeah, I know the V word. So... Go ahead, explain it to me.
What, vacillate? No, I did. I did the whole...
That's vacillating.
Oh, okay.
you know that balloon guy outside the car lots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't remember what context you used the word in anymore, but that's vacillate.
I don't either. That makes sense.
It's like a pendulum swinging back and forth.
Which it has. Yes, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. And the OnlyFans... No, I hope on Instagram when people are messaging you and asking you for stuff, you're like, you want it, pay for it on OnlyFans.
Oh, yeah. I don't answer a whole lot of messages on Instagram.
Perfect.
I know. I'm always like, answer
all of my messages on OnlyFans.
Yeah, right. Every single one. And every response is 100% you.
It actually is.
Yes, nobody.
Yeah. And so sometimes it might take a day or two, and I always appreciate and reward patience. And sometimes I have people who are very impatient, and I say, I am but one person, with a life. So I will get there.
And
you do have hobbies, and you show those a lot, and that's awesome. I was gonna serenade you for a minute with...
You're gonna sing?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, please.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm going.
Wow. Okay. Copyright infringement.
Oh, okay.
It was too good.
Right. Thank you.
It was too good.
So you're into sailing, huge into sailing. Where did that start? Yes. And you obviously have your own boat.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We have a boat.
Multiple boats.
Currently have a boat on the lake here, but we're getting ready to embark on a ridiculous adventure. And so we're looking to purchase, like in the process of purchasing a different boat that's seaworthy. So we're looking at a boat that's in the blue water, and we'll be heading that way soon. But
wow. How fun. So were you into it before your current husband, or was he into it? Who was into it first? And, or was that what brought you together?
Well, we did get into it together. Okay. He kept talking about it. He just was so interested in wanting to sail. He was talking a good game. And I said, let's go get certified. Quit talking about it. Let's go do it. And where we live, we're in a landlocked state, but it's very windy. And so our lakes are great for sailing. They're actually better for sailing than the Caribbean, which is where we do our other sailing, where the wind is always like 15 miles an hour straight out of the east. It's very, very nice. Here, things can whip up and turn around, and it's actually kind of crazy and a little bit scary sometimes. I don't know, probably 8 years ago, maybe, I said, we're going to get certified. And so we did. We took our initial course. And our instructor, Captain Debbie, who is a super cute little blonde who single hands her 36-foot boat. Wow. So it was very empowering to see her do.
That's awesome.
She was like, you know what? Y'all just need to go buy a boat. Go buy a boat. Figure it out. And so that's what we did. And we
figured it out.
Figure it out.
Yep. Crash course and brain.
And it sounds like you did.
He did. Yes. And then I figured out how to... For the drinks, I'm interior. I'm the interior. He's the deck.
Every bit as important as the deck.
100%.
Probably more so.
I would have to agree. Yes.
And I assume if you're going to be on some sort of journey on said boat, we will be seeing plenty of content from said boat.
I hope so.
I think that you will. Yes.
And so beautiful lady and beautiful scenery. Like,
so I learned over Thanksgiving holiday.
What vacillate means?
No, that was tonight. Is how they came up with knots. Like you're going 5 knots, 10 knots. Mm-hmm. I just you've heard it. I'm like, well, that's sailor terms. But it had to do with putting rope in the water, and as faster you went, the knots would pull. I don't know where it's pulling from, but how many knots it pulled as you got faster.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm sure you know, but I just learned that.
Oh no, I actually don't know a lot of that. It's like a whole foreign language, honestly. Like that's the hardest part for me, is learning all of the terminology and
okay.
Dude, she which said
it's interior. Very important.
She's
it's
interior.
Important. Thank you very much. I'm interior. I'm going to make your bed. I'm going to make your drink. No, but I'm also very handy on deck as well, as you have to be.
Yeah.
There are no.
I would imagine, yeah. That's got to be a tag team, a little bit of a tag team, yeah.
On a sailboat.
Everyone 100%. Yeah, when I was a child, my dad and his best friend, I went with them on a sailing trip, and yeah, it's a lot of work. I just watched them do it. I mean, half the time I was inside not making drinks. I was, you know, throwing up. But that's a different story.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah.
Seasick as a child a lot. But we sailed around. We sailed. We're in Wisconsin, and we sailed from all around a lot.
Have you tried it as an adult? Maybe you have gotten over your seasickness.
Yeah, I have. I'm better now. I was younger, but it was funny because they had to call. They had to pull in, call my mom to come up and get me so I could, they could continue with the journey, because I spent all
they're
time
like, just, get rid of this kid.
Get rid of me. I'm just weighing him down. But
I've known him for 25 years, and I've never felt more embarrassed for him than right now.
I had a great time. We went to Mackinac Island. We went all over the place, but getting there was rough for
you're,
this guy.
You're actually,
I understand. I do.
I got carsick too.
You're actually 25.
So anyways, there I learned about knots.
Perfect.
From pirating.
Yes.
And my daughter.
I just heard you say you bothered to make the bed. I feel like that's probably a waste of time.
Well, I feel like
it's just gonna get mussed up again.
But she's
indeed. You're not wrong. I do feel like, and this is something I've been thinking about, because we're actually taking our kids on our next sailing adventure.
Okay.
And I'm thinking we're going to have some regimented.
Yeah.
It's a small space. You're in a small space.
Yeah.
So your bed is your room, basically, right? So like, you know, it might be important to.
Yeah.
We've got to have order on this ship.
So are your children old enough to sail the ship? So you'd be like, you're up on top. Me and Daddy are going down below.
Oh yeah, they can make it happen.
Perfect
for the most part. Perfect. I don't know if I would trust them 100%. We might end up a little bit off course, but yeah, they can handle it.
Don't bother knocking what's it called when you're out below deck? Below deck is rocking.
I'm sure that's the term. Below Heaven. Deck.
It's Heaven. Below. It's below deck, isn't it?
Yeah, below deck.
Yeah,
got it.
There's got to be a better term than below deck, isn't there?
Not below deck.
Well, it depends.
Well, maybe it is. Back off.
The bedroom is called the berth. Is that what you're talking about?
There
the
you go. Berth.
Okay. When the berth. That sounds terrible. Don't it come does. And knock in when the berth is rocking. Yeah,
it sounds
no.
horrible.
Isn't there horrible. A? Like on the big cruise ships, isn't there like a poop deck? Isn't there one of the levels that's called
there
a poop
is.
Deck?
Our boat won't have a poop deck. I'm
what
not
is
even
a poop exact, deck?
I'm not even exactly sure, but I don't think our boat will be big
and
enough.
Why are we talking about poop decks?
Can we go back to the below deck?
Any deck I feel like can be that could a poop be... deck if you've got to go bad enough, I suppose.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, or just over the... No, never mind.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we've gotten off track.
Definitely gotten off track.
Oh. Wow. Let's go. Back on course with OnlyFans. So on OnlyFans, do you have a menu? Do you offer certain things to your regulars as far as buying panties and purchasing or custom videos and things like that?
I do have a menu.
Okay.
I make PPV, so premium videos for sale. And I have done customs and I like to do customs. I've been too busy lately to do some, yeah. But it's always like a check back, you know, maybe I'll be able to work you in because there are a lot of fun things that come up. Some that I'm like, I don't know about that, but I do that. I do a lot of cock ratings.
Okay.
Those are fun.
Now I gotta know because we've heard SPH has been mentioned to us and I've high-fived him before because we don't have to worry about that one. But do you get more who want the SPH or more who want to be praised? Or is it kind of split down the middle?
It's fairly split down the middle.
Yeah.
I think that probably in general, more guys want to be praised just from my own personal experience, even outside of the page. I think that's true. But the vocal ones, right? You have to remember who are the people who are actually being vocal and asking for these things. It's pretty well split down the middle. Sure. And the first time that I was asked about SPH, I had to Google it. I didn't know what that meant. And it turns out that I really enjoy that. I had no idea. I'm typically a more submissive person just in my life and in general.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also like to please. That's part of pleasing is giving people what they want. And if what they want is to be humiliated, I'm here for it.
Yeah.
So were you hesitant the first time you did it, but once now you crave it?
I've definitely learned to enjoy it. Absolutely.
Nice. Perfect. Yeah.
Got to turn the sweet little Southern girl off and finally big bad New York personality or something like that.
I have known some Southern women that can be pretty tough.
That's true.
Oh, that's 100%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I just have to channel that.
Yeah. I was going to say, you don't have to tell us what you will not with request, but what is the craziest request that you've got that you're like, no, but that could be fun. Or maybe it's coming yet.
I don't know. I haven't had any that were just like, absolutely no, not going to do that.
Yeah.
More logistics of like, how am I going to do that? When am I going to do that? Why am I going to do that? Why would I, how much, you know? Can you pay me enough to do that? No, just kidding. Honestly, on the page, I'm not doing anything that I wouldn't have done in my normal life.
Sure.
That's great guidelines. Yeah. Great guidelines. Yeah. And I would imagine over time, people will try and push that and ask for creepy things or something. And you just say no. And
right.
Most of the time they accept that, it seems like, from the people we've talked to.
I think so. They move on. Because there's something is for everyone, right? So even if I'm not their MILF for that, there's a MILF out there who is into that and they'll find her.
Yeah.
Well, and I found out all my requests, they've always told me no very nicely.
I'm sure they have. But I do want to talk, like when you say pay me for that, I know you're joking, but to be fair, guys who are asking for these things or wanting these videos, understand the value of the lady that you're asking. And understand that there's a lot of work being put into it. And so they're worth the price. Pay the price. If you don't like it, move on to the next one. And like they say with tattoos, you know, what is the saying? Bad tattoos come from, I don't remember the saying, but
you're the tattoo guy, not me.
I know. You get what you pay for is basically.
You get what you pay for. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And I think most people are understanding of that, which is really, really nice.
Yeah. Do you get anybody ever like say, I want to send you something and wear it for me?
I did. I used to have a throne wish list I haven't kept that up in a while. But on that one, I can put things that I would like and then people can suggest things. But I really liked that. I just haven't had time to really keep up with it lately.
Yeah.
But I think that's fun.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that. I think that'd be fun to be able to say, you know, I adore you as you, but I would love to see you in this because that's my thing or kink or avenue. Yeah.
Well, I like the wish list because I think it's fun for us and we've never really done it, but it's something to look into. Like we're going to send you a tank top when this is over because it's a good way to promote us as well. But it would be fun sometimes when we have girls on who have the wish list to go on and send them a gift.
There you go.
From the podcast. Yeah. So
there you go.
I love that idea.
Marketing.
Love it. which we'll get into the after we'll talk to you about the t-shirt. So I did want to ask, I'm assuming you, but have you found a gardener yet?
No, I'm still looking for a gardener.
That's one of her posts. I don't mean, it wasn't a while ago.
Oh, but... no, I remember this one.
Yes, thank you.
Do you know anyone who's looking for a job?
I mean, I'm not looking for a job, but I can garden if I have to, I guess.
If you have to, if forced.
What?
I mean,
No. The way she...
It'll be a joy.
It. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
Well, it goes back to the playful. You a lot of the sayings you put on there, you know, and then... You'll ask a not a question, but you'll put it, and then it'll switch over to the playful. You know,
well, I am
accepting gardeners.
I'm glad that comes through because I do have fun with it. If you're not gonna have fun with it, then what even is the point?
Right.
What are we doing here? This is our one life we get to live. Let's do it right.
So, who comes up with the content ideas? Are they all straight from your head, or does the husband help with some of the ideas? Where do the ideas come from?
That's a good question. I sometimes want him to give me more ideas because I know he has them. He's doing research all the time, right? Like he's got all the great ideas. But honestly, like the day in and day out, it's like a job. It's a full-time job. So I'm doing my job and he's doing his job, which unfortunately isn't also
your job. Yeah.
although he does get to participate as a stunt cock sometimes, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. But the idea is, I don't know. I mean, it's partially just what I'm feeling like. And then I'll obviously have some other creators that I look to for inspiration and that I really admire. So it's kind of a blend.
Yeah.
Are you collaborating with any of the others?
I was just going to ask that.
I would love to collaborate more than I do. I have done a few collaborations, but I am so shy. It is. I know that might be hard to believe, I'm not sure, but it's hard for me to initiate and reach out, but I do hope it's something that I can start doing more of.
So do you find being behind the camera with now without a live audience is where you're able to open up more?
I think
does
so.
It turn you on a little bit that everybody else is watching you, but if there was an audience, it'd be like, hold on.
Yeah, I think that's pretty hot. And but like in my former life, I was a teacher. So obviously I was in front of a lot of other people. I can do that. I can be a good actress. I think I was really good at my job. My students loved me, but it's draining. And there's only so much of that you can do. This I don't find to be as draining in that same way.
Do you worry that you ever will? And if you do, are you prepared to like be like, fuck it, I've had enough of this. It's time to do the next thing?
Sure. Yeah. I'm always open to what's coming next. And this isn't all that I do. I also write, which is a lot of fun. It certainly doesn't pay the bills, I will say.
Yet.
But, right. Exactly. Maybe one of these days.
So let's talk about your writing. Yeah. What kind of writing do you, books, poems, what kind of writing are you into?
I love a lot of different kinds of writing. And so when I was in the academic sphere, I wrote a lot of academic works.
Okay.
So that's part of it. And then also I've always enjoyed writing erotica and fiction. I love poems. I love restrictions. So if you can give me an assignment, I love assignments. If you can give me an assignment to express something in like a haiku is like my ultimate form. Please do not ask me for a haiku on the spot. I cannot do that. I'm not good at that. But like, that's the kind of thing that I really, really do enjoy.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm working on this. It's come in a very bizarre, I don't know. It's come to me in a very bizarre way, but I'm currently writing like a choose your own adventure style erotic.
I like it.
Mystery novel. It's the weirdest thing I've ever tried to do. It's a lot of fun, very challenging. But yeah, I don't know. It's just bringing together a lot of things that I enjoy.
Sounds fun.
I just wrote a haiku.
Oh, tell me.
Bear with me. It's not good. Do you know what?
You're already off. That was 6.
5, 7, 5. Okay. Good Lord, Lori. Perfect first sentence for the haiku, right? Why are you so fucking hot? Good Lord, Lori. That's all. I couldn't. I was stuck on the last sentence, so I repeated.
Love it. I love it.
I'm not going to write any serious haikus anytime soon, but to be fair, I was trying to
the last line, let's get together for glory.
That's way more than five syllables.
Was it?
Let's get together.
All right. I was trying to put glory in there.
I'll allow it. That's good.
Thank you. At the end. I was
She's a nature. You just got an A plus. You're good.
Well, I was going to say that you could put the, or have you put teacher role playing into your OnlyFans and your husband, your stunt cock into giving you assignments.
The world's most awesome job description, by the way. Yeah. Stunt cock.
She doesn't hate it. It's true. But we've done a little bit of role play, and those are very popular videos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually just this past week had a collaboration with a friend of mine who is much younger than me, and we did another little teacher student role play that was a whole lot of fun. And it hasn't hit my page yet, but I just haven't had time to put it all together.
Sounds like you're still remembering that time.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. I'm just thinking about it.
It seems like a perfect time for our little business to do some research.
Yeah.
Right. Do a little research, you know?
Yeah, we tell everybody. I know. We tell everybody that's why we formed an LLC for this thing, so that we can write off our OnlyFans subscriptions.
I don't blame you. It's perfect.
Yeah. It's a wonderful thing to go to the accountant and be like, no, that's legit. Yep. 27 OnlyFans accounts.
OnlyFans. Booze. OnlyFans. Booze.
That's what we brought to the accountant last year.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's a job.
Unfortunately, we lost $5,400 last year. So, but that's okay. It's a write-off. It's fun.
We're having fun. And what better way to spend a Tuesday than talking to a beautiful lady?
Right. I know. When we started this thing, we thought we were just going to sit and talk to each other. And we got about
look at him.
Yeah, we got about 9 episodes in and went, we need some guests.
I need to look at somebody else.
So it's come a long way since then. So it's so much fun now. And,
yeah. So with your writing, and people won't get this unless you look at it, but hashtag girls who read probably don't want to put that out there too much.
I know. I don't know why Instagram allows it, honestly, but I had to look.
I think I triple check. I had to triple look.
Right.
Wait,
fill me in. Which is what you want.
Fill me in on this hashtag. I did not research girls who can read.
Well,
no, not girls who can read.
Girls who read.
Visualize it.
Oh, God. Come on.
I know.
It's too separated out here for me, but. It does.
I can't.
Yeah, you're not going to get it.
It all works out.
So everybody out there, just write it up.
Okay. Write it out.
Type it out. Hashtag girls who read. And then he's confused. That's okay. I get it.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It was. Wow. And again, it goes back to you had fun with it. And you're like, shouldn't be doing this anymore.
Right. It's just all like, oh, my goodness.
Oh, there's a whore in the middle of it.
There is a whore in the middle of it. There you go.
Sorry.
You got her. Good for you.
I might be a little slow on the giddy up tonight. Sorry. That took me a while. I was trying to like form the whole thing into like.
Yeah. What you.
All right. You're overthinking it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the first glance, you're like, oh, why is she calling herself up? Wait, oh, no, she's not.
No.
She's just reading a book.
I am a girl who reads.
A girl whore ad.
Exactly. That is what it is on Instagram. It's a girl whore ad. I am a girl who reads.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. But I love how you I shouldn't be putting that.
No, I'm so innocent. That's
you do remind us a lot that you're innocent.
It's because I am. I don't know why you're so incredulous. I am innocent.
You are 100% innocent. You haven't committed any crimes.
Thank you.
She has not.
That you know of. Yeah. I mean, but I appreciate that. Yeah. That.
I mean, I don't know what state you live in. I mean, what you do might be illegal. I don't know. There's some weird laws out there.
To be fair, no crimes, but when she was, look at my book, she was. like in the back of a chair with her shirt, with a Larry, big cleavage showing with the book going, I'm just a girl who reads.
I like it.
Totally innocent.
100%. I love it. Yeah. Love how you, I love it.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah.
I also read, if I'm wrong, that you're into horror movies.
Yeah.
Is that your favorite type of movie?
Well, I have a love-hate relationship with horror movies, honestly. Like, the older I get, the more I watch, I'm like this.
Yeah.
And I've come to realize that it's the sound. It's the soundscape of the movie that really gets me.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I love psychological horror. I love, like, slow burn horror. But if it has a bunch of jump scares, and especially, like, jump scare sounds, I want to watch it, but I'm going to watch it through my fingers or through my blanket or.
Well, if you see, really watching it. If you see Thanksgiving, the one that just came out, watch it like this, because there's plenty of jump scares in it.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have to, but I love it. I'm a glutton for punishment, though. I guess I can't help it.
Yeah. It's so much fun. It's fun watching in the theater with everybody. Yeah, and there are moments of what you're saying. I like the sound of some of the kills. You're like, oh, I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah.
Right. It's a sound. I should just watch them on mute when I'm at home.
That's how my first wife liked Shania Twain a lot. And I was like, I'll watch her, but as long as we put her on mute, I'll watch the videos. So it's kind of the same thing. Yeah. So the videos were great.
Right. Yeah. So that's not your favorite job. I just remember you posted about horror movies and you don't like
it might be my favorite genre of movie, really, even though I struggle. You know, what fun would it be if it was easy? I don't know. Right.
Okay, good point.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
I do think anything you have that love-hate relationship with, that's probably one of your favorites, right? Like,
you have the coolest glass, because it seems like it fills up.
That's weird, right?
It looked like it was early, and then I'm like, wait, that's full right now, and we've been talking and you've been drinking and
magical.
Wow.
It's a magical life I lead.
We need that. We
can I get one?
We need that.
Can I get that glass? Mm-hmm. Can I get that stunt glass?
Right. That's exactly what it is. It's the stunt glass.
Oh, wow.
Now
we know why he gets to be this.
That glass. Yes. That's a good man right there. Thank you, sir.
Yes. Hello to him and his, he must have a, so I was going to,
if he wants to wave hello, he could, he could just wave the stunt cock.
Okay.
We'd have to pixelate. We've done it before. So
that's funny. Let's do it.
Well, good for him. He must be one holding the camera with a lot of your videos and clips and things like that.
As often as I can get him to, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How much fun is it? When you ask him, is he like, again? Or is he like, yeah, let's go do it? We're not knocking on you, buddy. Either way.
It's a little bit of both. You know, work is work. And sometimes it's annoying. And I'm not a social media person in general, period. And so it's a weird switch to make in life to like think about filming things. It's just, it's not natural for me or for us. And so I feel like that's kind of hard. That's hard. Yes. And then sometimes I'll be in work mode and trying to get work done, and he's over here getting turned on, and I'm like, dude, we gotta get it in the can and not like you think.
I was gonna say, he's thinking the same thing.
He's thinking the same thing, but we
can't take another break from filming.
That's a good point. It certainly would be hard to be the editor and have to get through editing without
filming. Like halfway through, you'd be like, just drop it and just.
It happens more than you think.
And I'm in. Tag me in, coach.
Well, bless his heart. For his openness and to exposing, just having fun with it is great.
Yeah, that's what it is. We're having fun with it.
Yeah, all you ladies are beautiful. All the ladies we talk to, so beautiful. But let's talk about the real heroes, the husbands that are sharing your beauty with us.
Thank you.
They don't get really, enough credit.
It's true. It really does take a special kind of guy.
It does.
encourage that. It's true. Does.
Which is true. Yeah. Which really is, not to overshadow it. It is true because so we'll dig into him for a little bit. So, but is it a turn on for him to be like, I know all these people are
I'll be staring at my wife.
Well, they're not. There are a lot of them out there touching themselves to your wife. So yeah, to know that.
I think he doesn't hate that. He just said, yeah, I don't hate it.
I heard him. That's awesome.
Tell him he almost made me spit my fucking drink out. But Jesus Christ. I don't hate it. Mm-hmm.
That was good. 100% goes back to what you said, is it takes a special person to share and thank you.
Yeah, it's true. It's, I don't know. We have fun. We talk about it all the time. Like, we just have fun together.
Yeah.
No matter what we're doing. And this is no exception to that. And of course it is work. And sometimes it's a slog, just like any job, which is a weird thing to say, but it's true.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, you just come back to the fun part and think about how you would otherwise be spending your days. Like,
right.
True. Yeah.
I could be making copies right now. 150 copies. This is better than that.
I'm curious about the professional looking microphone. Do you do any podcasting of any sort, or is that strictly for the content you create?
He's a musician.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
So I am just posing here. That's awesome. With my professional microphone. And I've done a little bit of ASMR. I like it, okay. But I haven't really jumped off that cliff. But yeah.
That's huge. Just the kind of tingly stuff, or do you do the talking?
Talking. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah,
people
that's
the tend to like my accent.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You do have a sweet, sexy voice for
Thank
sure.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's the other ASMR that we've talked to, would give a few, you know, they'd give a little difference to it. It was that Southern with the talk. Yeah. So I could see that being a big, big business right there.
Yeah.
Which is out there. So what musician? Does he play, sing?
Both. Both. He plays guitar and sings.
Is that what got you onto him?
You're like, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
That is all a guy really needs to be able to do is play guitar and sing. Then you've got a lady.
I already sang.
You
I already
did,
sang
yeah.
to you.
That's true. I should have brought my guitar tonight.
I got a ukulele over there.
There you go.
Oh, I play the ukulele.
Do you? Yeah.
Well, I mean, a little bit. I like to pick around, but
yeah.
Okay. No, we're a musical family. We have guitars and keyboards and drums in the living room. And...
Oh, how fun.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So any regrets since you decided to head down this path? Is there anything that you've been like,
look at that smile?
No, I don't have regrets. I'm a very self-reflective person, and I enjoyed that, but I have never found that having regrets serves me well, period, ever. Absolutely. So I just don't feel like that's something that I do.
Yeah. I mean, I it's just one of those things, like you said, it becomes work. And I always wondered, like, some of the people that create content for a living, do they ever go, fuck, I just want to have sex and not have it, you know, like not have it be like, and I know you don't record every time you have sex, obviously.
Right. But that's a good point. And at first it feels like it can become that way.
Yeah.
Because once you start doing it, you're like, monetize everything. Are we fucking okay? Grab a camera. But the truth is, that's like 99.9% of the time, we're just living our lives, having fun, doing what we do. And then when it's time to film, we film.
Then you film, you're like, nope, that one we can't put out there. That's just for us.
That's not. Oh, absolutely. We have those. Yeah. It's like, mm-mm, that's for
later. That's all right. Yeah.
So what advice would you give to somebody who's on the brink of saying, fuck it, I'm going to get into content creation full time? Is, you know, what were kind of some of the pitfalls when you first started? And you know, can you help somebody who's getting started kind of avoid any of that kind of stuff?
Yeah. And I actually really, I guess it's the teacher in me, but I like coaching, and I've had a couple of girlfriends who have wanted to start, and I've kind of helped them along that journey. I'm not an expert by any means. I can just say, here's what worked for me.
Right.
But I think coming at it with the idea that it is a job. And maybe that's one of the reasons that MILFs are successful, is we've already worked full careers. We know what it's like to put in 8 hours a day. We know what it's like to set up a schedule and, you know, do all of these things, but it's a job. You've got to put in the time. It's not all fun. A lot of it is really, really fun though.
Yeah.
That's why we do it. But so I would just say, you know, have your expectations set correctly for what you're going to have to put into it to get out of it what you want to get out of it. And if you do that, then the flexibility and just the personal growth and the connections you get to make, all of that is going to be worth it in the end.
Awesome. And I guarantee you, much like the fishing shirts that we see here in Wisconsin, even the worst day of content creation is better than the best day at work. So,
yep.
Do you feel like when you're
100%
your early 20s that you would have been able to jump into it like you are now at your age, kind of back to the work ethics that you have?
Oh yeah. But that's, I'm a recovering perfectionist. I would say I have been plagued by hard work my whole life. It's a problem. And I say that in all sincerity, like I have come to realize that efficiency and productiveness are not the end all be all in life, which is why I have a sailor husband and why we're going to go hop on this boat and do weird.
A sailor rock star husband.
There you go.
Sailor rock star husband. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, I've never been scared of a hard day's work. And so that, yes, at 20, I was weird, doing weird things, having lots of group sex. You know, if only fans
that's
had
true.
Been a thing, I would have been doing that. Yes.
Yeah.
That's but true. Yeah. I am truly excited for your adventure when you do go off sailing.
Sure.
I really
am excited too. It's going to be weird. Can't wait.
Congratulations.
How do you
begin the process of recovering from being a perfectionist? Cause I struggle from it myself. Being the guy who I can't, and this is no fault to him, I do all the editing because I can't even fathom having somebody do the editing cause I'm too freaky. So how do you even start to recover? Tell me.
It's problematic, but here's what I would say to you. You have to realize that there is a point of diminishing return and you have to see it and you have to realize that that's what's happening. And then you have to move on. And it's part of the problem with being a writer, right? Is that nothing is ever perfect. Nothing is ever done. Nothing is ever done. Fortunately, with this project that I have right now, I have an editor. So every couple of months, she's like, you have a deadline. And the problem is she's a very forgiving editor. And so when I say, I'm not done with that, she's like, great. Tell me when you might be, but it's just realizing when good enough is good enough, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes it could be, you keep going at it and it's not worse, but it was almost perfect before.
Right. Yeah. 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 You overdo it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You end up overdoing it.
Yeah. You can end up overdoing it for sure. Yeah.
You're putting that fifth little sticker on your Instagram story that makes sure that everybody, you got a problem.
I've never felt that way about this. Maybe that's why I enjoy this so much. Cause I just threw myself into it with no expectations of myself.
Yeah.
Maybe. You know, as a writer, as a teacher, as a professional in that sphere, I know what the benchmarks are. In this, I was starting at the bottom. So where is there to go? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. So were you even a little surprised by the success? I mean, in your first 5 months, you were a top in the 1% of OnlyFans creators. Were you surprised by the success?
Yeah. It was very surprising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm just curious, do you attribute it some of it to Lux or is it all just the hard work? I mean,
I think it's hard work.
OnlyFans is so hard to get recognized on because there's no search engine.
So many.
So what do you, what do you contribute your quick rise to? Is it just the hard work?
I think it's the hard work. I think it's being shaped like an hourglass.
That helps.
Doesn't hurt.
The silver hair doesn't hurt.
The silver hair doesn't hurt.
The accent.
Super sweet, innocent. Personality doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
But no, I really do think it's just consistency. Yeah. And hard work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And enjoying it, having fun with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you could tell ones that are like, I'm doing it again, as opposed to having fun. And I'll say it again, everybody, go back to her. Just follow her on Instagram. You'll fall in love and you'll see it right away that she's just having fun and playful with everything she posts. And it's not fake. You can just see it.
I love that. Thank you so much. I'm glad it shines through.
It certainly does.
Well, and it did in just talking with you tonight. Absolutely. So we can't thank you enough.
So tell them where to find all your stuff. I have to tell you, we can't put your OnlyFans link on the YouTube description because we'll get in trouble, but we'll send them to your Instagram. Hopefully you have a link to the rest of your links there.
Yeah. You can also find me at goodlordlori.com. That is the easiest way to find the links to all of my other socials and OnlyFans, Fansly.
Perfect. Yeah. Awesome.
And a great name.
Good Lord, Lori.
Good Lord, Lori.
Why are you so fucking hot? Good Lord, Lori. Thank you so much. This was so much fun.
Pleasure meeting you.
It was a lot of fun. It was so good to meet you too.
All right. Have a good night.
And have a good night, husband. Keep up the good work.
There somewhere.
I know he's off screen, but he's assuming he's listening.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Thanks, y'all. Right,
take care.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening. The tavern is closed for now, but we'd love to have you back for more fun next time. Seriously, though, get your asses out of here.
Welcome to Sara Talk Solutions. Ladies and gentlemen, you've tuned into a bit of a different type of show. I'm Sara B and I'm your host. You can find me on my IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA. I talk about amazing, relevant conversations and topics and what functions that goes on in this magical, wonderful, wonderful city of the City of Angels. My IG, which is Aussie_Sara_LA.
Hey there, fabulous souls. I'm Stephanie Bathlaan.
And I'm Eden Upper.
And we're the hosts of the brand new podcast, Unapologetically Fab.
Get ready to join us on an amazing and real journey as we dive into life after 40 and own it.
We're all about changing the narrative, leaning into who you are, and living a life by your own design.
Join us as we embrace life unapologetically and redefine success.
This is Unapologetically Fab,
an Electric Cast production.
See you there.
Electric Cast. Electric Cast.